You're listening to SBS News.
It's taken 30 years for Fran Munro to talk openly about being transgender. It's something the 47-year-old says she still struggles with today.
One of the great tragedies of being trans is experiencing rejection from family.
Ms. Munro was bullied as a teenager and ostracised in her small rural town over her identity. Now a mental health worker, she wants to help the trans community avoid similar trauma.
This is something internal and something inherent. To quote Lady Gaga, I think most people accept they are born this way.
A world-first study has uncovered a link between being transgender and changes in genes that process sex hormones. Scientists at Melbourne's Hudson Institute of Medical Research took DNA samples from more than 700 people over 15 years, half of them men and half of them women, focusing on 12 genes that produce and process the sex hormones testosterone and estrogen. Professor Vincent Harley from the Hudson Institute says the study shows there are small but significant differences in their genetic makeup.
Well, we think that when it comes to gender identity, that is what makes you think you're a male or a female, that the sex hormones have a role.
It's a possibility, but far from proven. But this study is being viewed as an all-important first step.
We know so little about what makes us feel male or female, our gender identity. We don't know what part of the brain participates, you know, what region of the brain or what processes participate yet. So we're a long way away from that, and whether, you know, what's happening in the blood is not necessarily a marker or indicator of what's happening in the brain.
It reveals a potential biological basis for gender dysphoria, the stress felt by someone who identifies with a sex their bodies didn't display at birth. It's estimated to affect anywhere between 0.1 to 1% of Australians, and reported cases are increasing, particularly in younger children. For example, transgender referrals to Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital has tripled in just 3 years. But while researchers say their results are a potential breakthrough for science, they also want the study to serve another purpose. They hope it will change social attitudes towards transgender people. Sally Goldner from Transgender Victoria says the community overwhelmingly welcomes the results, but warns of possible shortcomings.
The possible limitations are that, you know, someone might still be trans but may not fit a particular DNA pattern. No medical or genetic test, I imagine, is perfect. And so everyone's experience is still valid.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.